Up next is Michael Jiris giving an update on incremental LTO support in GCC.
So welcome everyone to the talk. Incremental LTO is the main patches of incremental LTO is finally upstreamed into GCC, so it will be in the next version. So what does that actually mean? First, let's start with explaining the basic explanation of LTO. Standard compilation is done in parallel. We just compile individual sources directly into object files and then link them together. The problem with it's nice, simple, fast. The problem with that is that if we have some function in source one, for example, the source two doesn't know anything about the contents of the foo, so we cannot do optimizations based on that. So that's why we do link time optimizations, which add another part inside the linking process. The linker calls our plugin, which does the first part is similar to the normal compilation. We just don't produce the instructions, but we produce the intermediate representation as a form of GIPL, which then goes into the whole program analysis, which doesn't do the optimizations themselves, but makes the decisions and then partitions the work that will be done then in the local transformations. In this example, the function foo is propagated, and the whole program analysis decides that the partition one will create the instructions for the foo, and the part two will be given a copy of the foo, of the function foo, so it can be, for example, inlined into something else. This is nice. It is fast. It creates faster and smaller binaries, but there's a major problem that it's slow. For example, when I compiled C compiler on my machine, the whole program analysis, which is single threaded, takes 44 seconds, and the local transformation part took 240 seconds on 16 threads. So this is a problem, especially if we are making some small changes, for example, that if we wanted to change just the foo, which normally we just solve using make files, and we recompile just that one file and use the previous results of the other files, but we cannot do, and that results that the compilation is relatively fast, just several seconds, but the whole program analysis is a bit problematic because it can influence any part that follows. So we cannot do just something naive based on timestamps. So what incremental LTO does is that it adds some cache for local transformation. So it compares the produced partitions, and if it finds a partition that was already in our cache, it just returns the previous results, and we can save time instead of doing the hard part. This is nice idea, but it's useless if we don't actually ever produce the two same partitions. If foo is always some part of the foo is always propagated into all partitions and change, for example, even just one byte, we cannot at least do naive comparison between those partitions. So the major part of the incremental LTO project was figuring out where the partitions diverge and how we can avoid it. There are two major categories. The first one are what I call global counters, which essentially, I give the example of with lines of code, which essentially counts how many lines are there before it. So the problematic part is that if we add some new line at the start of the file, every single line after that is the number is incremented by one. So even if the function foo is identical, the line numbers are not. So if we propagate the numbers, for example, for warnings, errors, then we don't have the exact same partitions, and we cannot just find it in the cache. So specifically, line numbers are good as an example because they are easy to understand, but problematic to solve because these line numbers actually have meaning to the user, so we cannot just do. But in other examples, in other instances of these counters, we don't actually care about the specific numbers, but we care just about some of their properties. So for example, whether they are unique or whether they have some specific ordering. So we can replace that with something that has those properties, but it does not depend on exact the numbers that are before it. The second category is that we often propagate information that is actually unused in the given partition. For example, in this case, we have function foo that we call from two places with arguments 2 and 3, and interpret procedure constant propagation realizes that the function is called just with those two arguments and gives to the function information that it's called just with those two arguments so that it can be better optimized with this knowledge. But if we create a foo copy that is intended to be inlined, we already know, or at least we can find better limits what those arguments actually can be at that place that it is inlined into. So that information is actually useless in that second partition where it will be inlined. So we can in those cases just delete that information because we don't use it anyway. And the most problematic part in this was the example where we have some debug function that is used in many places and takes argument as line. The line, again, is problematic because the function is used almost everywhere, so it's inlined almost everywhere. So if we change just one line before some of those debug function, it's propagated into almost every partition, and it was one of the problems. So those are the categories, and now how does it look currently in GCC 15? So those are currently somewhat of a benchmark compiling C compiler. These are all patches from trunk that were actually used. So those are what I use as a representative of some small change. I have two values for debug info and without debug info. I originally hoped that I would manage to do upstream a patch for debug info, but it will be probably in the next version. Currently, there is a so how to read this graph is, for example, in this first example with debug info, we are compiling roughly 45 partitions of those 128. So we do roughly only one third of work that we would have to do otherwise. So we save time on all the time that we would otherwise spend in local transformations. Uh, So in future, most of the difference between debug info and without debug info shouldn't be there. I have already some patches. The devs have some problems that we have they add some additional information that we then later have to delete with linkers, so we have to add some linker support to remove that extra information. And I've identified most of the divergences, so probably in future versions it will be better, but I cannot predict that. So what are the relevant flags? The main flag that you need to use is FLTO incremental, which points to the directory that will be used, in which the cache will be stored. The directory must already exist, and it's file lock. It has file locks, so you can use it in parallel. So you can use it in your existing build system. It doesn't matter that there are multiple GCC instances that will access the cache. And the second two flags are a bit optimizations that will result in the FLTO incremental results in identical binary if it is used or it is not. But the two other flags will partition the symbols differently. The FLTO partition cache should keep symbols a little bit more together from one partition. So it's beneficial for the case with debug info. I haven't measured that much difference without debug info, so it's good for now, but I'm not sure whether it will be necessary in the future. And the second parameter is the number of partitions. So if you have large project, it might be better to increase the number of partitions. So first off, you can parallelize it better, and second, if there is one partition that has one divergence, if you split it into 256, then those will be two partitions, and the divergences will be only in one of those. So you will also, there will be also less work with that. So thank you for your attention. And are there any questions? Okay.
Yes. But when you produce the .o files with link time optimization, is it a totally different format, or is it just extra information?
It's still ELF file, but it doesn't have the contents. Actually, are different. It just contains the GIMPL. There is possibility to contain both GIMPL and both instructions, mm-hmm. but those are named FAT LTO, but those I haven't used that much anymore.
Do you think there would be in the future any possibility of this being the default when using LTO?
Definitely you have. The question was whether it can be default in future. The problem is that you have to specify where is the cache actually.
GCC could choose a default directory, I guess.
You could, but if you use the cache from multiple projects, then it will. There's some limit how big the cache can be, so to not waste the space. And if you use it from multiple projects, you will just replace the cache from one project with another, and that will not be useful.
Have a question.
Okay.
With normal thin LTO, for programs that need to patch the object files, like when you don't use LTO, there are some programs that they need to batch object files before they get linked. Like dtrace, for example, it does that. And so with LTO, some people are starting to think about using linker plugin, a default linker plugin that the GNU linker supports, to actually intercept the object result from LTO, the LTO linker plugin, before the linker actually links it. That's the only way, right? So with this new schema, would that be still possible to do or not anymore?
So the question is whether we can still intercept the results of this caching before it's linked together, before it's final.
No, my question is, with normal LTO, there is a point in the linking process where the linker actually has all the object files which has been processed by the LTO plugin.
At some point. Yeah, okay. I think I understand it, but don't know how to explain it in the second. It should, from the point of the linker, it shouldn't be any different.
Okay, so even if it's incremental, at some point the linker in one single run will get all the objects.
I mean, the linker gets the objects, gives them to our LTO wrapper.
Yeah,
and then gets back another parse. Yeah. And inside of the LTO wrapper is implemented the cache. So from the point of the linker, nothing is different.
Okay. Yeah.
The linking is not incremental, just the LTO compilation.
Yeah.
Okay.
Question is, what actually a partition is? Very clear.
It essentially is, we want to parallelize our work, so we separate it into multiple parts, which are similar to standard compilation units. Because otherwise we would have to do all the optimization in single threaded, which would be slow. We also have that option, but I don't think it's used anymore. It was the original LTO.
Concept related to the incremental LTO, it doesn't exist in the.
No, it exists already in the standard LTO because we use the partition so we can parallelize over them.
We are running out of time.
Okay. Well, thank you.